Good evening and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela. My guest today is Anita Cranston, and she's with this new thing in Wilkes-Barre, the Blue Ridge Artisan Guild. Is that right?
It's the Blue Ridge Artisan Center.
Okay.
The Guild is the association that juries the artists. So if you're an artist and you want to sell your work in the Artisan Center, you go through the Blue Ridge Artisan Guild, and your work is juried to make sure that you're a master of your craft and it's up to quality. And once you're juried through the Guild, then you have the right to sell your work at the Blue Ridge Artisan Center. So the center is actually the home of the Guild.
Now, the center is going to be in the old federal building, is that
right? Yes, the 1915 U.S. federal building. A lot of people get it confused. It's not the it's not the courthouse now. It was the Board of Education from 69 on. So it's that beautiful yellow brick building that has that's built in the federal style with the Roman influence in it. It's gorgeous. And they found those 130-year-old wood floors.
Well, now, for those of us who may not know exactly what an artisan center is, explain.
So this artisan center, so the goal was to promote and preserve the cultural arts and heritage of Northwest North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So we will have music and folk dancing, and we're a wedding venue as well, but the main focus of it is the artisan gallery or the artisan market. So artisans who jury through will be able to sell their art at the artisan center, and it's a commissioned sale. So the artisan gets a percentage, and then the guild gets a percentage, and a percentage of that goes to the center to help for electric bills and that sort of thing. But it is a nonprofit organization, so the majority of the proceeds go directly to the artisan. And in return for the split, they get a beautiful place to sell their work. They are asked to volunteer a couple of days a month, do artisan demonstrations to educate the public on their craft and on the heritage of Northwest North Carolina. We also will have an online store, so they're getting free publicity through that way. There'll be a small bio and a photo of the artisans next to their work in the center. It won't be set up like booths. It'll be set up more like a gallery.
Mm-hmm.
But there are things in here that you won't see in an art gallery. Like, for example, the Wilkes Art Gallery, which is, I'm a Navy wife. This is the 12th move. We had 11 moves in 22 years. And
right.
I've seen a lot of beautiful art galleries, and the one here is fabulous. And so anybody who hasn't been in it needs to go. It's one of the nicest art galleries I've ever been in. But the things in the Artisan Center are things that would never be in an art gallery. So there'll be functional art, quilts, rocking chairs, pottery, handmade metal wrought hooks, bottle openers, towel racks, dolls. I actually don't have any doll makers yet. Glass.
So we're not
just
talking about painting and pottery here.
No, not at all. All functional art as well as 2D art. So we do have painters, photographers, mixed media as well. But we also have woodworkers, clay, weavers. Oh, some wonderful fiber artists. I really need some stained glass artists, or any glass form of blown glass or stained or any other form of art, glass art. We have a few quilters, would love to have some more of those, just things that you would, that are one of a kind. So if you are a photographer, for example, the only work that we can sell has to be original and or a limited edition. So
mm-hmm.
if you're making mass productions of one of your pictures and making cards and that sort of thing, it doesn't qualify to be part of the Artisan Center. We will have a small retail store that will have items in it that are not juried through, things such as honey, body lotions, soaps, handmade, those little cork things they put in wine bottles,
right.
or different things like that.
When you say juried through, what do you mean exactly?
A jury is, so the Blue Ridge Artisan Guild has members who are masters in various crafts. So we have woodworkers and potters and painters and photographers and luthiers. We have a couple of wonderful luthiers making gorgeous violins and fiddles. And when you bring your work, it's an anonymous jury,
mm-hmm.
and there are five people who would jury your work. So there may be 10 people on the jury, but the five who are most familiar with that particular medium, including
right.
one who's a master, will be the ones that jury your work. And they'll look for consistencies in work, originality, if you're a potter, mastery of your glaze, how your edges are done, that sort of thing. If the work is, the score goes up to 25,
mm-hmm.
25 being a perfect score, the cutoff is 20. So anything below a 20 doesn't make it in. So, but if you're only a few points low, you get a maybe letter, which is you've got a lot of promise and there's a you've got some great stuff going on. Here's what we'd like, and here's what we'd like to see you to work on and bring it back.
Right.
And so the goal is to mentor people who are close and who are obviously dedicated to their craft and have them come back to the next jury. So when you jury, it's a $25 fee. You submit your application with five images, digital images, and then at the jury date you bring in five pieces. They don't have to be the same, but they can be. Mm-hmm. And the work is juried anonymously. So if somebody sees, if one of the guys looks at it and goes, oh, I know who this is, he can't be on your jury. He can speak to the expertise of your craft, but he can't be a voter.
Okay.
So you're recused if you are familiar or know the artist. So the work juries in, so it has to be a certain standard, you know, because we want to show, we want to show people that we do know what we're doing in Northwest North Carolina.
Right.
And if the work doesn't quite make it, then they're going to nurture you along. If they nurture you along and say, well, please come back to the next jury, it doesn't cost you $25 again. So one $25 fee, you can jury in as many things as you want. So maybe you do pottery and quilting. It's still only $25.
Okay.
If you don't make it in and you come back to the next jury, we don't charge you again. That $25 rolls over till the end of the year. You have 6 to 12 months to do it again. And then the next time it would. But if you do jury in, that $25 goes towards the $50 a year membership fee in the guild. So you're only paying $50 in any time.
Now, this is not just Wilkes County only.
No, it is not.
Okay. So we're talking Northwest North Carolina, which
yes.
would mean who?
Ashe, Allegheny, and Alexander, Caldwell, Surrey, and Iredell, Wilkes, Watauga, and Yadkin. I have a lot of people go, well, what about over in Hickory? And I'm like, yeah. You know, how to eat an elephant? One bite at a time. This is a big job, and I'm already like, whoa, I'm sometimes a little overwhelmed by
right.
the amount and the amazing range of artists. And I, like I said, I am a military wife, and we moved 11 times in 22 years. This is move number 12, and I have never seen such an intense concentration of artisans, and you can't walk out your door without tripping over one of them.
Well, see, I interviewed Jennifer Fur with mm-hmm. the Wilkes
yes.
Heritage Museum last week. And we were discussing that. Also recently, I talked with the folks from the Wilkes County Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
The depth of talent
and
just the Wilkes County area fascinates the daylights out of me, especially when it comes to art and music and things like sports and things like that. It's just, I don't know if it's something in the water.
I don't know. It's
don't
that
know.
Maybe it's that mountain air.
if God just smiled on Wilkes County a long time ago, I don't know. But the depth of the talent here in this area is amazing. It is.
It really, really is. Like I said, you just about can't walk out your door without tripping over either a musician or an artist or both at the same time.
Somehow or another, I didn't get in that gene pool. I don't know how that happened. I can talk. Now, if you've got a category there at the Artisan Center for Talkers.
Storytelling.
Okay. Maybe I could do that.
We'll work on that.
We'll work on that one. Okay. So to find out more about this, is there a website? Are there phone numbers? How's the best way to get some information?
I've got some of everything.
Okay.
So my email for Anita Cranston is director@BlueRidgeArtisanCenter.org. The website will be www.BlueRidgeArtisanCenter.org, and
okay.
it will go up the 1st of June, God willing.
We've been the 1st of June
we've been
is like what, two days?
Okay, so we've been working on it for several months now. But then you get to the point when your web designer says, well, I need the bios of the artists. And I'm like, well, we haven't juried any in yet, so I don't have any, so I can't give you any. And now it's like, okay, we've got some, but and this is for all of you out there who juried in, I need those bios today.
Like now.
I'm still missing a couple, and I won't say your name out loud, Stephen. So
I'm glad you didn't use a name there.
So there, I think, you know, you jump in with both feet, and this project grows every day. There's a new aspect that you don't realize, you don't think about till you get there, and that's just one more thing you got to figure out before you can have a web page.
Now, when will it be? It's open to the public, I take it, at some point where people can view the
yes.
artisan's work.
Yes, and let me give you my phone number real quick. It's 336-990-9500.
Okay.
So that's the website. And we're on Facebook at Blue Ridge Artisan Center as well, and you can see the progress of the restoration of that beautiful building,
awesome.
Which is
okay.
really neat. Yes, we are looking at a soft opening the first Saturday in June. July. It used to be June, but it's July now.
Okay.
The weather has not been very conducive to remodeling or finishing. And the grand opening will be the first Saturday in August.
Okay.
I know. It's going to be so exciting.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
Nerve-wracking at the same time.
Okay. So you have a website. You're on Facebook. And they can call. They can email all of this. And again, the Artisan Center, the Blue Ridge Artisan Center.
Yes.
Will be located West Main Street, Wilkesboro, in the historic
1915 Federal Courthouse.
There you go.
Not the courthouse, but the 1915 Federal Courthouse. And we are a nonprofit. I think that's important to know that the proceeds that percentage that the artisan does not get goes towards the Guild for educational programs to help artisans develop their portfolios. And we have somebody from Wilkes Community College who's going to help with small business, help them learn how to be businessmen, because sometimes artists, we're not really good at that. I can tell you what color lipstick you should wear or what color you should paint your living room wall, but how much to charge for it is a whole different thing.
Right.
So we want to help the artisans develop their business, their portfolio. We'll also have an online store, so that's something that they're going to get that doesn't cost them anything. So there's a lot of benefits for the artisans.
Now, I know you just went through 2 days of juried stuff. Do you have another one coming up soon before the grand opening?
We will. No, not before the grand opening. We will have one in August, probably closer to the end, and then another probably early November. We haven't set the final dates yet. Since January, I've been chasing artists. It's like herding cats in a thunderstorm. I have been chasing them and holding their hands and dragging them in tooth and nail. And we've got a nice core of almost 50 artisans. But I think once the center opens and they see how beautiful it is, that I'm not going to have to chase them as much.
There you go. Yes.
They're becoming chasing me.
They'll be chasing you. And you're going, no, I don't have time for it today.
Okay. And we hope that, and one of the things that I think is really important is this is not just a Wilkesboro project. Not only are we only working with the artisans in Northwest North Carolina, but I've reached out to the arts councils in each of those counties. We will have links to all of their to the other art councils' sites in ours. When you come in the front door, the goal is for the front desk to be more of a concierge table. So someone will say, welcome to the Blue Ridge Artisan Center. My name is Anita. How can I help you today? What are you looking for? Where are you going?
Right.
You know, if they're going to Ash, if they're going up to West Jefferson, well, check out the West Jefferson's got their Ash County Art Council up there. They've got
cool.
a gallery and beautiful shops. Or if you're going to Statesville, you know, just different places. Or I see you bought pottery from... You bought this pottery and you really like that. Well, there's over in state his studio's over in Statesville. Let me look that up and get you that information.
Right.
So the goal is not just to have a place here for artisans to sell their work, but also to grow that creative economy in Northwest North Carolina. We've taken some big hits with the loss of big companies, and other places have really turned it around, like Jane Lennon up in West Jefferson with the Ash County Arts Council.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't been up to West Jefferson, you don't know what you're missing. I spent 4 days there this weekend with my husband and friends, and there's just so many wonderful shops, and I know that Arts Council has really turned that place around in the last 8 to 10 years, and that town is hopping and profitable.
Well, it really adds to the economy. And again, if you want more information, you can call 336-990-9500, and the website again is?
It will be www.blueridgeartisancenter.org.
And it hopefully goes online June 1st.
Yes.
And they're on Facebook. Check them out there. Anita Cranston with the Blue Ridge Artisan Center, opening soon in Wilkesboro. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Angela. Thank you for having me.
This has been Focus on the Foothills. Coming up, more great Southern Gospel.